We recently had on a black retiree from the U.S. Department of Justice who sent out an email right before she quit, blasting her workplace as a plantation. If you're black or if you're privy to the way black folks talked amongst ourselves in the workplace, you'll find an array of terms that show frustration with corporate America. Glass ceiling is just one of the more polite ones. Well, Keith Weish has a long history of helping companies make sure their key employees of color aren't trapped by the glass ceiling. Today, he heads U.S. operations for the mainstream company Pitney Bowes. He joins me now with some tips on getting to the top. Mr. Weish, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
I cannot tell you how many places I've worked where the word plantation gets thrown around. And it's, I mean, coming out of a segment that we were just talking to folks involved with Roots, plantation is a strong word. Why would African-American employees feel that way about the places they work?
Yeah, actually, that's really interesting. I think part of it could just really come from really not understanding what I would call some of the rules of the game. I mean, if you're honest with yourself, you have to understand that working in corporate America is really akin to playing a game. And to play the game, you have to know the rules. And very often, we aren't privy to those rules. And so what I try and do when I'm mentoring or sponsoring or talking to minority individuals in general and African Americans in particular is really demystify corporate America and help them really navigate through that maze.
Now, you have been in the corporate world for at least 25 years. You've been at AT&T, Ameritech, IBM. You just mentioned that it's about teaching people to play the game. How did you mentor? How did you teach? What are some of the rules and suggestions?
Well, one of the things that I really, you know, recognize when I talk to a lot of what I call frustrated African Americans in corporate America is that typically they find themselves in a situation where they really don't understand the corporate culture for where they work. There are four questions that I really asked all my folks to really understand and ask before they accept a position. So, for example, does this company really embrace diversity? You'll find many companies will, you know, talk the talk. But there's ways that you can tell if they really embrace diversity. You know, what's the makeup of their senior leadership? What does their board of directors look like? How are they really profiled in African American media? Those are things that are very, very important. Does the culture foster what I call reward-based promotions or seniority-based promotions? There are a lot of companies who have a seniority-based system, which really can foster a good old boy culture, and you really want to be careful with those. Third thing, again, is it a high-pressure work environment, or is it one that really values balance in life? And then last
but
not least,
so you have to know all these different things in order to figure out if it's right for you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And then last but not least of the four points, you know, you have to understand there's a distinct difference between how very large corporations operate and very small corporations. Small corporations, typically the power is held by a select few individuals, and you can really be at the mercy of those few individuals if you're not careful.
Let me give you an example from my own life. At some point, which will remain unnamed, I had a boss who I considered racist and who other people considered racist. And yet this boss also mentored me in some very important ways as a journalist. Is it possible to separate someone's views about your people and your culture from your ability to learn other things from that person?
You know, it's a very difficult thing to do, but I think, you know, if you're going to navigate through corporate America, you have to understand that you can really learn key lessons from any individual who really has learned in that area. There have been many individuals in my career who, while I would have not gone over their house for Sunday dinner, I would pick up on certain things, their business acumen or their presentation skills, and learn what I could from them and really leave the rest behind.
Now, so much of this really is about feelings, and one of the things that I hear a lot is that people say, well, I feel that so-and-so treated me this way, I feel that so-and-so treated me that way, and things are not actionable often in a legal sense until they get written down or put in a memo. How do you deal with just your gut telling you, you know what, I'm in a bad place racially? You may not have any proof. Should you be checking your own attitude? Should you be checking the company's attitude? What do you do in that kind of a situation?
You know, what I try and do and what I recommend is that you know, remain fact-based and, if at all possible, take the emotion out of it. And one of the ways you do that is to make sure that there's a clear understanding up front and even a documented understanding what the expectations are of you. And so, you know, if your job requires X, Y, and Z, and that's documented at the beginning of the year, and throughout the year you take checkpoints to make sure that you're on target it's really difficult to argue with results. I think where we get into trouble is that when these things aren't documented, when the expectations aren't understood up front, you're open to a lot of subjectivity, and that's where you can run into a lot of trouble.
Looking around generationally, having been in this business for as long as you have in terms of being in corporate America and mentoring people, do you think there's a difference between the way that people who are, say, 35 and under react to race in the workplace than people who are, say, 50 and older?
Yeah, I think you have a situation where those of us who are in that latter category, we're really children of the 60s and 70s, and so we remember civil rights, we remember Jim Crow, and so there's a part of us that will always have that. When I look at my children who are in their 20s, they grew up in a different time. They grew up in integrated schools, and so typically they don't see it or respond the same way. And so some of that really could be, again, just a matter of experience and what we grew up with.
Do you think that people today are more spoiled? I'll just put it out there. Younger.
Again, I think it's a matter of expectation. I talk to a lot of young MBAs and kids out of college, and they expect to be in my position in about 5 years. And like many parents, I think maybe I erred sometimes giving my kids too much and not really having them earn it. But I will tell you that they also bring this new generation a lot of creativity. I jokingly refer to them as the Nintendo generation. And so they do bring different aspects and different viewpoints. And so I value that and their energy as well.
Last question, very little time. Why tough it out in corporate America if you feel that it may be nipping away at your soul?
Well, again, I would tell anyone, if you get up every day going to work and you just feel miserable, that's not the place to be. Life is definitely too short. However, if you can find the right situation, and I will tell you I have found that in my current career, the rewards are just immeasurable. And you get to a point where when you've had what I call quote-unquote success like I have, that you can really reach back and give back and help make that path and that journey a lot less strenuous than it was for me and my generation.
Well, Keith, thanks for your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Rob.
Keith Weish is the president of U.S. operations for the mailstream company Pitney Bowes and a professional advisor to employees of color in corporate America. And that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit npr.org/newsandnotes. To join the conversation, visit our blog, News and Views. Just check out the link at the top of our webpage. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, more personal journeys from our StoryCorps Griot partnership.